Rejoice. You have no reason to be sad or upset. No matter how many reasons you have to be sad or upset. And I'll tell you why. Because the Muslims have it right. All is the will of Allah. Everything is God's will. That's why rejoice is the appropriate admonition. All your worrying doesn't change God's will. All your effort doesn't change God's will. All your willfulness doesn't change God's will. All your sadness and all your happiness doesn't change God's will. The implications, the ramifications of it's all God's will are staggering and endless. If you accept that reality, then suddenly it's a whole different setup. Then no matter what you think, no matter what you feel, no matter who you are, no matter what you've been, no matter what you're gonna be, no matter who does what to who, no matter anything, no matter everything, there is a divine plan in operation. How do you walk in those things?
I'm trying to be quiet.
It must be God's will that you're able to walk in those things. Otherwise, it's not humanly possible to walk in shoes like that. Check those out later. So this is the entire, literally, only dilemma is people don't want to see everything as God's will. Now, after you've said all is God's will, nothing else can be said. See you next week. Then everything else is just a discussion about that. Or a questioning of that, or a examination of that. The problem with that statement is it sounds tautological. It sounds like it's an easy cop-out. Oh, 50 kids were killed in a bus accident. God's will. Your grandmother who never said an unkind word or did anything bad to anybody got killed in a robbery by thugs who never did a good thing for anybody. God's will. But it's not that. It's not an easy way to explain away everything and never deal with anything, never examine anything, never question anything or really go deep into anything. It's just the opposite. It's exactly the opposite. It's an arduous, difficult, mind-bending, mind-blowing practice.